Yes, well, what we saw yesterday was that the Minister for Justice confirmed an extremely low number of trainee guards entered the training regime this year. So that's way, way below the 800 that the government had committed to recruiting for 2022. That's off the back of a severe disruption to training as a result of COVID. So, and we're also seeing a high number of resignations, which is a relatively new phenomenon. So basically, the numbers of Gardaí are actually in decline. Now, we are assured that this decline will be reversed this year, but as I say, we don't know why recruitment collapsed this year and why we can't get people in. So we just have to hope that the commitments will be honoured next year. But at the moment, we're seeing a decline in Garda numbers at a time of unprecedented investment in the organisation and unprecedented demand for service from communities and this more sophisticated level of policing required. So it's placing an extra demand on our members.
And do you have faith in that pledge from the Justice Minister that recruitment will get underway in earnest in the new year?
Well, I do completely acknowledge that the commitment is there and the drive is there and the will is there to get people in. I mean, everybody wants this, but as I say, we don't really know the factors that are leading to the failure to meet targets. So until we know what is the problem, what steps have been taken to overcome the challenges, we can't say for definite whether the plan was. But we have to be hopeful and we have to be optimistic. But those numbers will only start to make up for what the ground that we're losing. So it's hard to be optimistic that things will improve dramatically, even if those targets are met.
Is it possible that the fitness element of getting in to Templemore is creating a stumbling block for more Gardaí to get into the training college?
I'm not exactly familiar with the statistics of how many people are failing on that particular entry requirement, but it's something that has always been there. It's something that isn't new, and it's something that people have an opportunity to prepare for. So I don't think that it should cause a serious problem, but again, I couldn't be sure on the statistics.